Healing in the way. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. The way is healing, and healing is the way. There is the position and experience of healing. The moment we place our faith in Jesus Christ, we're given our position in Christ, and that includes the healing of our spirit, soul, and body. But then the playing out of the experience of this healing is focused on as gate one, the healing of our spirit, gate two, the healing of our soul, and gate three, the healing of our body. Position is granted in Christ, and then experience. In order to have the experience of healing, we need to stay on the path and keep living by faith. Naaman and Elisha, Naaman was told to dip himself in the Jordan seven times. He was told that God had healed him. But if he had refused to dip himself in the Jordan or had done so only five or six times, he would have denied himself the experience of the healing that God had given him. In order for us to experience the healing that God has for us in Christ, we need to keep walking the way. And even as we walk, if the Lord should withhold some experience of healing in our lives, we must keep walking. We must keep living by faith. We are healed to heal. In Luke chapter 9, verse 2 and verse 6, and he, Jesus, ordered forth them to preach the kingdom of God and to cure. And as they were coming out, they themselves were coming through according to the villages, telling the well message and healing everywhere. Christ is a great healer. We are to experience his healing for our own selves, and then as we live in reliance upon him, we are to share his healing with others. We're either a healer as a new creation or a hurter, causing further harm to people as an old creation. But why is the experience of healing granted to us? Here are some reasons. In order that we might have a closer relationship to God, this is the story of the blind man in John chapter 9. In order to be a sign to point people to Jesus. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. In order to enable us to better serve God. Luke chapter 4, verses 38 and 39. The healing of Simon's mother-in-law. It can be granted as a favor to self, to our own selves. In 2 Kings chapter 20, the healing of Hezekiah. And it can be granted for us to help others find healing in Christ. There is a healing of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, and the one who is being glued to the Lord is being one spirit. There is the healing of the body, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and Revelation chapter 24, verse 1, speak of this. Positionally in Christ, we have a spiritual body that will know no sickness or death. But for now, we are still housed in our earthly body, in the fallen body of the old creation. So our entire experience of healing of our body must wait until we go through gate three. And yet we're to resist any illness or pull of death of the body that would seek to keep us from walking the way of Jesus Christ. But then anything that remains, we are to use it to remind us to rely upon Christ and deny self. Jacob had his limp, and Paul had his thorn in the flesh. And then there's a healing of the soul. In Psalm chapter 34, verse 18, the scripture says, "The Lord is near unto those who are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a crushed spirit." In Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3, "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." Jesus provides the position of healing, and then works to bring us the experience of that healing. If we have some emotional pain that needs to be healed by Christ, here are some diagnostic questions that may help reveal this pain. Do I often wear a mask, pretending rather than being who I am? Do I have a problem with behavior or behaviors that I feel a strong compulsion to do? Do I have intense, disturbing dreams? Do I often use blocking techniques to protect my true feelings? Do I experience inappropriate or exaggerated feelings such as anger or sadness that do not fit the present situation? Do I feel that there are unanswered questions in my life or periods of time that I cannot remember? Am I troubled by invasive thoughts? Do I feel emotionally distant from those who express love toward me? Do I find myself trying to escape or to numb the reality of pain in my life? Do I unrealistically idealize or gloss over times of my life or live in a fantasy world? Does an emotional trauma come to mind that feels unresolved? Do I feel strong stirring within me when being asked these questions? If we have emotional trauma that we need Christ to heal, the Lord will want to guide us through the seasons of emotional healing. The first season is fall. This is acknowledging the trauma. Some causes of trauma, emotional pain, is separation from loved ones, a traumatic event, either experienced or witnessed, abuse or assault, shattering sense of our peace and wholeness and safety, damage to the image of ourself in our own eyes or the eyes of others, or both, the end of a role that we've loved to play, impairment or loss of some physical function, the loss of possession or possessions that are dear to us through such things as fire or theft. This emotional pain must be acknowledged. This is emotional confession. It is something like the adaptation of the story of the horse on the dining room table. In order to deal with the cause of our grief, as if there's a horse on the dining room table, it does no good to ignore and pretend like the horse is not there. Instead, it needs to be acknowledged. We must not resist acknowledging this pain. We can do so. We can try to not acknowledge it by shutting down our feelings. We can deny the presence of pain. We can stimulate only pleasant thoughts or living in a fantasy world. We can try to live an idealized life. We can exhibit addictive and compulsive behavior. We can stay overly busy trying to stay one step ahead of the pain. Or we can wear masks pretending to be other than who we are. Once we have acknowledged the trauma, this moves us to winter, the feeling of the trauma. This is the hard work of emotional healing. This is the valley of the shadow of death, through which the Lord wants to walk with us and to bring us through it. The pain does not go away. It simply gets stronger and builds up like gangrene, which slowly takes over and brings death. It's also like a pressure cooker with steam inside of it. The more the heat is given, the more the pressure. And you can't just take the lid off all at once. You have to release a little pressure at a time from the valve, and you have to keep doing this over and over again until it's safe to take off the lid. This is like emotional pain deep within us. We must let it out a little at a time, allow the healing of Christ to address and to bring the experience of healing in these areas of emotional pain. It's like trying to hold down a gigantic beach ball under the water, the great effort it takes to do so. And then as we rely upon Christ, as he brings his healing touch, it's feeling it being let go and pop to the surface and float away. Some important idioms of winter, the feeling of the trauma, are these. Revealing is healing. Hurt now or pay later. To hurt is to heal. To not hurt is to not feel. You have to feel bad before you can feel better. Methods for releasing this emotional pain. First and foremost, there's confessing or talking about it. This is the most effective way. And it may take, within a vast amount of emotional pain within us, it may take talking and talking about it over and over again. We can also write about the pain. We can ask questions, even though we're not necessarily looking for answers at this point. Weeping, laughing, Or finding expression through music, books, and movies can help release the pain. As we allow Christ to help us to get the pain out, to feel the pain and to let it go, and to, for him to bring us healing, this moves us to spring. This is adapting from the trauma. This is like stepping out of a dark cave into the light of day and adjusting to the light. It involves moving from a feeling of no future to a feeling of a future. It's a realization that we're letting go of the pain, but not the love. It's taking care of any unfinished business that needs to be resolved from the loss, from the pain. And then we come into the last season, the warmth of summer. This is reinvesting from the trauma. This is finding freedom motion by which we may invest into new relationships. It's like having a large amount of money that's been in escrow and now freed up to use as we would will. It's like the teenager speaking of the death of her father when she writes, "There are so many other people to love, but it doesn't mean that I love my dad any less." Summer brings restored supplies of emotion to be shared with others. It brings fresh vulnerability for love, new beginnings, the love of life, peace, and joy. We've spoken of the process of emotional healing in terms of seasons of the year. This process may also be understood in terms of having a broken arm. First, one must realize that the arm is broken. Second, have to go through the pain of having it set and letting it heal. Third, have to learn to use the arm again. And then fourth, one may enjoy having the restored arm. And yet, on some cold, wet days, the ache from where the arm had been broken may still be felt. And so it is with emotional pain. Dreams can be used in the process to find healing of our soul. There are three types of dreams. The middle one is the one that will be used to help in the healing process. There is a highlight dream, however. This is like being at the beach all day and then dreaming of it at night. In Isaiah chapter 29, verse 7 and 8, it's like the hungry person dreaming of something to eat and the thirsty person dreaming of something to drink. Highlight dreams can reveal to us whether we're spending our emotional energy during the day on something that's good, something of the new creation, or something that is bad and of the old creation. Then there's the healing dream. This helps us in the healing of unresolved emotional pain. These type of dreams help us to see what the emotional pain is that needs to be healed. Now, these dreams are often very symbolic and sometimes terrifying symbols. Remember that symbols are the language of emotion, and this is emotional hurt that needs to be addressed. So the symbols point toward the hurt that needs to be healed by Christ. We need, when we have these dreams, to become like Sherlock Holmes, and we need to investigate them in order to determine, in order to define, to discover the hurt that needs to be healed. Here are three steps that may help. Ask, when you awake, ask what's the overall feeling that you had during the dream and right after. Ask the meaning of each element or symbol in the dream. And remember that the one who holds the key to the meaning of the symbols in the dream is the dreamer himself or herself. What does each symbol mean to you? You are the one to determine it. And then analyze the clues to dissolve just what is the emotional hurt that needs to be healed by Christ. The third type of dream is a heavenly dream. This is God speaking to us, telling us something that he wants us to do or stop doing. God may speak to us in symbols. If he does, in this case, he's the one that holds the key. Other times, he speaks straightforward to us, as in Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. There are two potential tragedies if we do not allow Christ to bring healing to our souls. The first is depression. The second is suicide. In Psalm chapter 42, verse 5, the psalmist writes, "Why am I so depressed, soul? Why are you stirred up together me? Hope upon God, For I still will confess out to him, my God, the salvation of my countenance. And then in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 4, you have Elijah sitting under the Jupiter tree, depressed to the point of death. But we are comforted by God in this healing process in order to comfort others. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassions and God of every comfort, who is comforting us in every crushing of us, for the purpose that we have power to comfort those in every crushing, through the comfort which we ourselves are being comforted by God. Part of the good that God wants to bring from the pain of our lives and from our suffering is to equip us and qualify us to be able to comfort others with similar hurt. There is a garment of the way, a garment of the Word of God, and it can be called by one name, the tallis. It was a four-cornered garment that God wanted his people to wear with a tassel in each corner with a certain color of thread throughout the tassel. This garment symbolizes the one who is wearing it, faith that's going to depend upon the Lord. It symbolizes healing. It's prophesied that when the Messiah would come, that there would be healing in his wings, in his corners, the corners of his garment. And many who came to Jesus and grabbed the corner of his garment as an act of faith that he was the Messiah were truly healed. It represented prayer, like the first house of God was a tabernacle. When this garment is pulled up over the head, it forms a little tent in which to remind the wearer to pray. It served as a symbol of protection, God's protection of us, of power. Perhaps it is what Elijah is described as having a mantle that he passed on to Elisha. It was a garment of prestige. It was a symbol and used in marriage. You have Boaz putting the corner of his garment over Ruth. And we are truly married to Christ. And it may be used as a garment of evangelism to point to those of the Jewish faith who are so near to having an understanding, a clear understanding of Jesus Christ, and yet so far away because they refuse to believe in him, and we may point and bear witness to him. May we walk the way of Jesus Christ and find the healing that he has for us.